Issue 57, the Asians need democracy. For more than two decades, the challenge from East Asia to the United States has come with all the subtlety of a jackhammer. The region's rise to economic power has wreaked havoc in industry after industry and generated an endless series of acrimonious trade disputes. The friction inevitably will continue, even escalate, if the Asian countries' extraordinary economic transformation stays on track through the 1990s. The next round of East-West tension will be a fight over principles, whether democracy promotes social stability or erodes it, whether free speech is worth the cultural stress it produces in the West, whether the health of the extended group matters more than the unfettered freedom of the individual. And finally, whether the West can remain friendly with the East, even if Asians don't become good Westerners. The new Neo-Confucianists make no secret of their disdain for Western assumption about what makes the good society. The prize they seek is the heart and minds of 1.7 billion East Asian citizens who have been on a three-decade economic roll and are now groping to define their place in the world. An ideological struggle. This is the last thing the West expected. The average American thought these issues were settled when the Berlin Wall fell in 1989. Most Americans reflexively believe that individual freedom and democratic political system are prerequisite to economic success. It is time, the Asians are saying, to think again. Many Asians have come to reject the American view that out of contention, out of the clash of ideas and ideals, you get good government and a healthy economy. East Asia now brims with self-confidence. In places like Japan, Singapore, and South Korea, literacy rates exceed 90%. Families stay together. There is virtually no violent crime. In their eyes, the United States is in danger of decadence. The East Asian neocons believe that unfettered individualism and democracy have caused America's economic and social problems. The growing perception in East Asia is that Western-style individual freedom has degenerated into an anything-goes mentality that has resulted in massive social decay, soaring rates of crime, divorce, teenage pregnancy, and single-parent families. East Asia is by contrast a rock of stability, thanks mainly to its Neo-Confucian values. These are defined variously as unshakable commitment to education, hard work, and traditional family structures. The state's role is mainly to promote industrial development and economic growth and to educate its children. Period.